Harry Burkhardt in for a chat today. Harry is from Ngāti Kuri, and there's a call for iwi leaders in Te Taitokoro and Northland mayors to meet to reset and strengthen their relationship due to the uneven response and increased anxiety regarding Northern councils. We're talking the Far North Whangarei and Northern regional approach to Māori wards, SNAs, and the latest rounds of consultation on the Three Waters reform. Te Kaho Taonui has requested mayors meet face-to-face. Well, they have recently done that in Kaikohe, and Harry Burkhardt is with us to speak of that. And where to from here? Thanks for your time this morning, Harry. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale. Kia ora.
How do you think the relationship between the mayors and iwi can be strengthened, Harry?
In January 2019, we signed a relationship agreement with the mayors and made some commitments around building those relationships. And things have got on the road, like COVID and busyness of all this stuff. But what we realised as central government started rolling out Māori wards, sites of natural SNAs, the Three Waters, and the latest reviews on the Resource Management Act, we were not being able to have the quality of relationship we needed to have with those mayors prior to them delivering the messages from central government. So this was bluntly a reset that we needed to do.
And what was the mood of the hui when it was determined that we needed stronger relationships so that everyone knew what was going on rather than one party getting info from Wellington and others not? What would you say of the tone of the gathering?
So when you sit down and talk with those mayors, those leaders of those local government areas, it's clear that they are anxious as well. So for example, if the Three Waters strip out all their water assets, what do they do next? So part of understanding their anxiety as well as our whānau and hapū anxieties was just an opportunity to talk that through, and it was relatively positive, understanding we both dropped the ball in terms of the relationship requirements we needed to keep us going together.
Was it a frequency issue that you should and need to talk more regularly together in this way?
Yeah, so the reset is for us to meet more regularly, just quick stand-ups, so we can get a sense of what they are managing and we can share that with our whānau. So that's a outcome of the meeting. But to be fair, we've had a lot on. COVID-19 has been a significant distraction to our business as usual. So it's just coming back at it with a different level of energy.
The onus really should be on the councils, though, shouldn't it? I mean, we get the feeling legally it's a requirement for them to liaise, seek opinion from Tau Māori, but not necessarily one for us to seek viewpoints from them.
I accept that, and you're right on the money to do that, and this is me being a little bit generous. We also seeing the same thing from central government, and freshwater iwi leaders are currently working through the Resource Management Act changes, and it's clear to us that our rights and interests in water, our relationships with the whenua, unless we yell really loudly, they will be forgotten. So probably two-way traffic. They need to come to us, but we need to be consistent about those things that are important to us.
Yeah, well, I haven't spoken too much about the Three Waters reform, but I do hear the ads running across the place trying to sell it to mainstream New Zealand. obviously councils are a little unsure how it will leave them, as you've touched on. But what about for our Māori whānau? Do we have concerns, or what might be some of them, Harry, about what's being proposed here to have three super water entities?
Yeah, we're unclear on... We understand the why are they doing that, because the whole reality of water, future water sustainability needs a slightly different model and different investment model. So we get that. The bit we don't fully understand is how we maintain a local voice in a natural, in a national setting. And that's unclear through those reforms. And we just need to remind NIA, and who's leading a lot of these changes out, that a prerequisite for us is to ensure that the local and the community voice sits above the parapet as they do these national settings.
Thanks very much, Harry. Just as we wrap up, mate, so you've met, both parties have agreed that we need to meet more regularly. This is the mayors and iwi leaders. So there's a hui recently. What's planned next, Harry?
So we made a commitment at the back end to meet more regularly. You know, just quick stand-ups so we can flush out any pending issues that we need to inform our whānau about. And the second bit is more regular meetings formally face-to-face. And for us, you know, from a iwi chair's point of view, relationships really important. So we're just being reminded that we need to build those relationships.
Thanks, Harry. Well, I've got you there, mate. Any cool things going on up Ngāti Kahu ways?
There's some very cool stuff going down. We're just watching and participating, by the way, as our whānau start to build their resilience in their own way, you know, exercising their own mana. And there's some really strong drives from iwi hapu to have to exercise their mana motuhake. And these will make people anxious, but that's part of the change. We need to be in there driving our own destinies through our own mana.